Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great nation, despite the fact that there are numbers about life expectancy and disease and the prevalence of death that make you believe that America could be the deadliest place on earth. Really? What is causing that, and what is the right response? How could it possibly be that really America is a uniquely deadly place? We will get to that. We will also get to the threat of a government shutdown, which is coming up at the end of this month. And it's an extraordinary possibility because it's so destructive and it's so pointless. The Washington Post is reporting at the end of this month, Congress might shut down government. Here's what that means and what it could mean for you, why a shutdown is likely. Congress's main job is to approve spending for the federal government. But lately, anytime there's a divided government, as there is now, there's a higher than normal possibility that lawmakers won't pass a spending bill in time. Okay, and next year is an election year. And what does it all depend on? It all depends on Biden's impeachment, apparently. President Trump sent out a Truth Social on his media platform, his message platform, and he basically urged Republicans, all in capital letters, either impeach the bum or fade into oblivion. That's what he demanded of Republicans on a social media site. They did it to us. And, oh, yeah, and that worked out so well. I thought that the impeachments of President Trump were so destructive and so unnecessary and so misguided. And they hurt the country. And we have gone through a great deal of history in this country now. We're no longer the new kid on the block. It's no longer a brand new nation. We survived from 1788, when the first president was elected, until 1867, without any serious attempt to impeach a president. Didn't happen. 16 different presidents, some of them pretty great, some of them absolutely appalling, including some of the worst presidents in our history. No impeachment attempts. Why not? Because people weren't stupid and self-destructive and trying to sacrifice everything substantive to try to make political gestures in a media age. This is a striking thing, is that until the serious attempt to impeach President Nixon, which really occurred in 1973, starting in 1973, during all that time, there was only the one example of Andrew Johnson. All of the impeachment attempts failed, and you had, since 1973, the last 50 years, in other words, you had Nixon, Clinton, Trump twice, and now Biden. And, oh my goodness, is this a stupid and awful situation. Front page of the New York Times, a story by Peter Baker. Biden on attack as GOP talks of impeaching. That's just what we need, Joe Biden on attack. Just before 8 p.m. on Thursday, that's of last week going into the weekend, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene posted a video of herself at a town hall in her Georgia district declaring that she will never vote to fund the government unless the House holds a vote first to open an impeachment inquiry against President Biden. And you have reports also of Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, saying that, yes, he will agree to move forward with an impeachment investigation of President Biden because it is being demanded by the Freedom Caucus and by key voters in the Republican caucus in the House that they will do nothing at all to avoid a government shutdown. Now, they were supposed to have taken care of this, remember? We had this entire thing settled, and it was supposed to at least get us through the rest of this year and get us up to the election. And now you have the Speaker of the House saying, oh, it's only natural. What is natural about impeachment? It is so rare. We went through so much of our history without impeaching any of them. And why? Because impeachment doesn't work. It divides the country. It paralyzes the government. It wastes a great deal of time. It is completely pointless. And by the way, and the impeachment of Biden would be completely unprecedented in one way. The other impeachment attempts against Andrew Johnson in 1867 and against Richard Nixon and against Bill Clinton and against Donald Trump, all those impeachment attempts have been for things people did as president. Actual actions you took as president. If there was any impeachment of Joe Biden for his involvement with Hunter, it would go back to the time that he was vice president, which is a relatively long time ago. Before 2017 was when, obviously, Biden was a two-term vice president. Here is Kevin McCarthy on Fox talking about taking natural steps forward.
An impeachment inquiry against President Biden this September.
If you look at all the information we've been able to gather so far, it is a natural step forward that you would have to go to an impeachment inquiry. And just so your viewers understand what that means, that provides Congress the apex of legal power to get all the information they need. Because remember what's laying out there right now. We have an attorney general that could have lied to the American public.
Okay, again, they're not talking about impeaching the attorney general. The idea that this would be successful in the Senate of the United States, where you would need to get at least 17 Democratic senators to vote for impeachment. The piece about Biden on the attack as GOP talks of impeaching, it reports Republicans have not identified any specific impeachable offenses. No, they haven't. And some have privately made clear that they do not see any at the moment. The momentum toward an impeachment inquiry appears driven in large part by opposition to Mr. Biden's policies and is fueled by former President Donald Trump, who is eager to tarnish his potential rival in next year's election and openly frames the issue as a matter of revenge. Either impeach the bum or fade into oblivion, they did it to us, he said on his social media site this past month. That stands in sharp contrast to other modern impeachment efforts. When impeachment inquiries were initiated against Mr. Trump and President Richard M. Nixon and Bill Clinton, there were clear allegations of specific misconduct, whether or not they necessarily warranted removal from office. In Mr. Biden's case, it is not clear what actions he has taken that would be defined as a high crime or a misdemeanor. Mr. McCarthy, Republican of California, cited a culture of corruption within the Biden family in explaining on Fox News why he might push ahead with an impeachment inquiry. If you look at all the information we've been able to gather so far, it's a natural step forward that you would love to have to go to an impeachment inquiry. So what is Biden doing to strike back? He's actually mobilizing an entire anti-impeachment army. This is not good for the country, nor is the looming government shutdown. I will get to that coming up.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
More on our Labor Day sale at the MedVet History Store. Our history programs available 50% off. That means any of them available at $15.38 or all of them for $199.99. I love the fact that they give you that one penny off the $200. But still, that's a half price for everything. There is an extraordinary variety of material. You can go look at it at MedvedHistoryStore.com. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You can get that 50% off for the rest of this week in honor of the recently passed Labor Day. Okay, coming up to this question of impeachment and Joe Biden allegedly fighting back or preparing to fight back on the impeachment issue. Some Republicans have warned that a formal impeachment drive could be a mistake. Yes, massive mistake. Representative Ken Buck, a Republican of Colorado, who's one of the most conservative members of the House, has said that impeachment theater was a distraction from spending issues and that it was not responsible for us to talk about impeachment. Ari Fleischer, a White House press secretary under President George W. Bush, said impeachment could unleash an internal Republican civil war and, if unsuccessful, could lead to the worst, biggest backfire for Republicans. And obviously every impeachment drive, both of them against President Trump, unsuccessful. Against President Clinton, unsuccessful. Against President Nixon, well, he resigned. He did the right thing. Do I believe that he would have been actually expelled from office with the Republican votes necessary? No, I don't. But again, the whole idea that this helps the impeaching party is simply wrong. One of the things that's extraordinary is right after President Nixon resigned, and remember, his vice president had resigned before that, Spiro Agnew, and then he had appointed Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford almost beat Jimmy Carter. That was a very close election. This is politically, legally, judicially, in terms of leadership or historically, it is an insane proposition to, especially when you're having a presidential election where all of the polling shows Biden and Trump tied right now. Does anyone really believe that an impeachment fight against Biden is going to help Trump? I mean, really? It's the desperate desire to try to do to Biden what Democrats failed to do to Trump, or failed in doing to Trump. The White House has been building its team to defend against Republican congressional investigations for more than a year. A team now bracing for a possible Richard impeachment inquiry. Richard Sauber, a former federal prosecutor who appointed special counsel, was appointed special counsel in the spring of last year, and Ian Sams, a longtime Democratic communications specialist, was brought on as a spokesman for the White House counsel's office, and they have a list of other names of distinguished people who are now going to be working with Biden to avoid impeachment. Mr. Biden himself has seen four impeachment efforts up close during his long career in Washington. He was a first-term senator when Nixon resigned rather than face a Senate trial in 1974. And he was a fifth-term senator when he voted to acquit President Clinton in 1999. It was Mr. Biden whom Mr. Trump tried to strong-arm with Ukraine into investigating, leading the former president's first impeachment in 2019. And it was Mr. Biden's victory in 2020 that Mr. Trump tried to overturn with the help of a mob that attacked Congress on January 6th, leading to the second Trump impeachment. So great. Now he can say he's been involved in five impeachment attempts. As in the late 1990s, the strategy now is to paint Republicans as rabid partisans interested only in attacking the president of the other party out of political or ideological motives, in contrast to a commander-in-chief focused on issues of importance to everyday voters like health care and the economy. And speaking of health care and the economy, the deadline for Congress to figure it all out in terms of spending is October 1st. That's the start of the new fiscal year. This is from the Washington Post. If they don't pass spending bills before then, the government literally shuts down. What it means for you, a shutdown means that federal workers don't get paid while government is closed. Federal parks are shuttered. And the longer it goes on, basic federal services will slow or stop, such as food inspections or even air traffic control. This is different from the debt ceiling, by the way. That's a limit on federal borrowing that lawmakers fought over this spring, nearly causing a global economic collapse. The debt ceiling comes up whenever the United States runs out of money to pay its debtors. A shutdown debate comes up in the fall or the end of a fiscal year. Why a shutdown might happen this time? Republicans control the House, and Democrats control the Senate and the White House. Far-right Republicans want to cut federal spending way more than Democrats are willing to do. Democrats already agreed not to increase spending for next year as part of the way out of the debt ceiling standoff, and so they are loath to cut spending even more. All of this going on right now, the approach defending President Clinton against his impeachment worked for Mr. Clinton, whose approval ratings shot up to their highest levels of his two terms, surpassing 70% when he was impeached for perjury and obstruction of justice. Mr. Biden's approval ratings remain mired in the low 40s, but advisors think a serious impeachment threat would rally disaffected supporters. So do I. I mean, I do think that the whole idea of especially when we're so close to an election, if you want to get rid of Biden, it's easy to do. You vote against him. And there are many, many Americans, half of Americans, Biden and Trump appear to be tied. The best thing, of course, would be if Biden steps aside and Trump steps aside and we have who knows about what would be possible for both parties, but certainly to get somebody who was more more appealing and a fresh face and giving the American people what they want, rather than more of this gestural, meaningless politics like a new impeachment crisis. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit, and you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. A heat wave is bringing 100-degree temperatures to the eastern and central U.S. this week. Forecasters say the heat will ease in the Midwest, by Wednesday and move into the southern plains and south later in the week. Leaders of North Korea and Russia are planning to meet for mutual military aid.
North Korea's dictating leader Kim Jong-un is set to travel to Russia this month to discuss with President Vladimir Putin supplying weapons for the Kremlin's war on Ukraine. It comes as Moscow officials said they are discussing joint naval exercises with their Pyongyang counterparts. I'm Lance Pry.
Tens of thousands of people are finally leaving Burning Man today. On Monday, the roads cleared and terrain dried enough for about half of the estimated 70,000 festival goers to start leaving, and authorities believe about 30,000 people are still there. Dave Collins, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
He knows who he is and he knows what he believes.
Michael Redman.
Well, he did well with impeachment. I mean, really, it's again, it was a gigantic crisis, didn't even come close to removing him from office. And here's the other thing about this impeachment fiasco, is that, let's say, through some miracle, you succeed in getting the 17 Democratic senators you would need to, actually you'd need to get 18, because there are only 49 Republicans in the Senate right now, and you'd need 67. So let's say you succeed in getting the 18 Democratic senators you would need to get rid of Biden. Then what happens? Welcome, President Harris. Yeah, that's right. Kamala Harris becomes President of the United States. And by the way, she'd be an overwhelming favorite for re-election. And why would that be? Because the American people, is there any question at all? One of the reasons that I do believe it was a profound mistake for Republicans to try to impeach Bill Clinton is because if they had succeeded, Al Gore would have become president. We would have been stuck with Al Gore for 10 years because he would have had the last 2 years of the Clinton administration and you're allowed to run two more times on your own as an incumbent. Okay, leaving that aside for a moment, there's this shocking piece, and it's very luridly illustrated. It's by David Wallace Wells, who is a columnist for the New York Times Magazine and the author of The Uninhabitable Earth. And he writes, "Why is America such a deadly place?" And he says, several years ago, after decades of steady improvements, life expectancy in the United States took an unprecedented turn for the worse, placing it not among its wealthy peers, but below Kosovo, Albania, Sri Lanka, and Algeria. We were, however, just slightly ahead of Panama, Turkey, and Lebanon. And while the trend is clear, the change may seem small because the impact is averaged over the country as a whole. American life expectancy dropped 0.1% a year between 2014 and 2019 before COVID. But the loss is jaw-dropping by another measure. The sheer number of needless deaths before the pandemic, roughly 500,000 people more, more people in America died each year than would have died on average in wealthy peer countries. In each of the first 2 years of the pandemic, the numbers surpassed 1 million. Those are conclusions of a paper by a team of mortality researchers published in May that tabulated the number of missing Americans by comparing U.S. death rates with the average of 21 closely comparable countries, mostly pretty rich nations across Europe. Led by Jacob Bohr of Boston University, the group found that almost a quarter of all U.S. deaths in the years before the pandemic would not have happened had our mortality rates in those years matched those of our economic peers. During the pandemic, about one-third of all American deaths would have been avoided. Okay, what is going on here? And it's just extraordinary because in things like household accidents, we do worse. In overdoses, we do much worse. The story begins at a familiar point, writes David Wallace Wells. The story begins at a familiar point with the United States performing far better than its peers in the immediate aftermath of World War II. But then, beginning in the mid-1980s, the gap reversed, then grew quite steadily. It is a wound getting more swollen and more conspicuous over time. Jessica Ho of the University of Southern California says that among 18 high-income countries, the United States has fallen from middle of the pack in 1980 to dead last today. By just the year 2000, Mr. Bohr and his colleagues discovered about 400,000 Americans were dying each year above the number projected by peer countries' mortality rates. By 2010, it was an extra nearly 500,000 deaths. These people didn't need to die. For instance, the European Union in 2020 had 5,800 total overdose deaths in a population of about 440 million. The same year, the United States, with a population of 330 million, reported 68,000, not 5,000. So more than 10 times as many. In 2021, the U.S. figure rose to 80,000, in 2022 to 107,000. Why do we do so much worse than Europe in terms of drug overdoses? And don't even get to gun-related homicides. To gun-related homicides and suicides, the United States number of fatalities 22 times more than the European Union. Now all of this leads to questions about the greatest nation on God's green earth. If we're such a great nation, why do we have such troubles? There's an interesting piece that wasn't written in response to David Wallace Wells, because it came out before, but it's by Gerard Baker, of the Wall Street Journal. And he writes, the U.S. is the most troubled nation except for all the others. And he writes, last weekend I attended the annual conference of the European House Ambrosetti, an Italian think tank. And there was a good showing of Americans there, including lawmakers such as John Thune of South Dakota, Senator Lindsey Graham. Despite the serenity of the surroundings, the mood was one of psychic gloom. The tone set by Valerio De Moli, Ambrosetti's president, who in his opening remarks offered a bleak reminder of Italy's demographic winter. Last year, the country reported a record low number of births, only 400,000. It now registers just 7 new births and 12 new deaths annually per 1,000 inhabitants. Mr. De Moli said, if current birth and death rates continue, the last Italian on Earth would be born in 2225, and the last Italian on Earth would disappear in 2307. Italy's existential woes weren't even the most alarming in Europe. Germans are notoriously gloomy. It says something about national character when a people have a compound noun, not only for the taking of pleasure in other people's misery, Schadenfreude, but also for a deep, world-weary melancholy, Weltschmerz, which means literally translated world pain. These days, Weltschmerz is winning. And then he goes on and he talks about England and the problems they have. But see, many of these problems are a relative lack of birth and the idea that there are people, as Jonathan Last did that wonderful book, we had him on the show, talked to him several times, What to Expect When No One's Expecting. That's Europe's problem. The United States problems, well, it goes beyond an unhealthy obsession with impeachment. 1-800-955-1776. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
Being so huge and everything, he just represents so much. Just groundbreaking, history-making, you know, just what an incredible moment.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And there are many sources that have taken a look at Nikki Haley and said that, okay, this is one of those Republican candidates who seems to be developing the big Mo, a little bit of momentum. And is she going to be hurt by telling the truth about one of her rivals? She was on Face the Nation on CBS over the weekend. And here is what she said about some of the challenges faced by another candidate for the nomination, Donald Trump. This is clip six.
Should he be the nominee and be a convicted felon?
Well, what you saw were candidates on that stage said that they would do exactly what they signed and pledged to do, which is support the Republican nominee. That's what we are saying. I don't think President Trump's going to be the nominee. I think it's going to be me. But I will tell you that any Republican is better than what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are doing. We
Even
know
if they're
that
convicted
a vote for
of a
Joe
crime?
Biden is a vote for a President Kamala Harris. First of all, he's innocent until proven guilty. But you are implying that the American people are not smart. The American people are not going to vote for a convicted criminal. The American people are going to vote for someone who can win a general election. I have faith in the American people. They know what they need to do. And so I think that, yes, I will support the Republican nominee always, and I will make sure that that person, we're going to pick someone that's going to beat a President Kamala Harris, because we can't have a President Kamala Harris, or we'll never get our country back.
That's Nikki Haley on CBS. Meanwhile, there was also a series of interesting arguments between Bill Maher and Joe Rogan. This was on Joe Rogan's podcast. These are two disaffected liberals, people who used to be, well, strong supporters of Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. I believe both of them were. But this time they're debating between Trump and Biden for 2024. And it sounded like this. This is clip 20.
My biggest issue is he lies a lot, and he's probably...
Well, certainly not more than Trump. Oh, please. Come on,
well,
man.
Listen, I think they both lie. I mean, I don't like but, that more than this guy.
Because I want to just, if you want to talk about Trump, we can talk about Trump. But if you just talk about Biden, I don't think comparing him to Trump does anybody any good. You just look at the
situation.
Well,
it does because they're running against each other.
Yeah, okay.
So it's kind of necessary.
It could when, if you want to talk about in terms of an election, but you talk about the terms of the guy who's in the office right now, like, why don't I like him? Well, one of the things that I don't like has nothing to do with any of his choices, is that he's mentally compromised. I think there's something wrong, and I think it's clear.
As if the other guy isn't.
Well, okay, he speaks much clearer. He might be crazy, he might be a sociopath.
He is crazy.
Okay.
He's crazy and stupid.
Say all those things, but it still doesn't take away from the fact that there's something wrong with Biden. Like, he makes up words, he stumbles through things, it seems like he doesn't know where he is half the time. He's very, very old. That's my problem with him.
Okay, that's the basic problem with him. And then they also speak about the attitude of the woke movement toward race. And basically agree that that is an attitude that doesn't work. This is clip 18.
Liberal is a different animal than woke.
Yeah.
Because it is. And you can be woke with all the nonsense that that now implies, but don't say that somehow it's an extension of liberalism.
Right.
Because it's most often actually an undoing of liberalism. So you can have your points of view and your positions on these things, but don't try to piggyback on what I've always believed. I have always believed, as liberals do, for example, in a colorblind society, that the goal is to not see race at all anywhere for any reason.
Yes.
That's what liberals always believed all the way through Obama, going back, Kennedy, everybody, Martin Luther King. That's not what the woke believe. They believe race is first and foremost the thing you should always see everywhere, which I find interesting because that used to be the position of the Ku Klux Klan, that we see race first and foremost everywhere.
Okay, he's really very good when he takes positions that so much go against the politically correct point of view today. And they both take that position when it comes to the idea of kids permanently mutilating their bodies. Why? Because it's trendy. Listen, this is clip 19.
Why can you go to a dinner party in Los Angeles with, like, 10 people, and half of them have trans kids?
Right.
And that would never happen in Indiana. Now, maybe some people in Indiana are afraid to come out. That could be true, too. I'm sure it is, to some degree. But it's just ridiculous that it's a regional issue to this degree. So, obviously, and I know people who say, oh, yeah, at my school, all the kids want to be trans. It's just not cool to be straight anymore.
Right.
You know, it's like every generation has to find a way to say to their parents, who gave you everything, you.
Right.
Whatever you do, I'm going to do different. And for a lot of kids, that now is just gender. My stupid, lame parents think that humans are male and female. Gross. I'm fluid. Okay. But like you say, you know, when you get a little older and you've mutilated your body, you maybe that'll be a decision you're happy with, and maybe it won't, but there's no going back.
No going back. No going back. Yeah, it's terrifying. It's just terrifying that it's also something that people are making money of.
That's Joe Rogan with Bill Maher. And interesting and worthwhile, and it seems to me fairly enlightened conversation. Do you find enlightened conversation in a new movie which is playing around the country? It is called The Good Mother, but the title at least has a more than tinge of irony to it. Now, this stars double Oscar winner Hilary Swank. It's a very dark, disturbing film. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Hilary Swank plays a newspaper reporter in Albany, New York, who's investigating the murder of her drug-addicted son in The Good Mother, now playing in theaters.
Someone killed my son.
I'm here to help, but you need to talk to other people in your situation.
You know the implications of this.
I know more than anyone. What's the last chance I'm getting?
She's teamed with her dead boy's pregnant girlfriend and another son who's a local cop as she probes a seedy world dominated by fentanyl, heroin, and other dangers. This downbeat dud is full of atmosphere and menace, but all of the characters are so self-destructive and dislikable that there's little satisfaction as the implausible story unfolds. It's rated R for loads of violence and drug abuse, 2 stars for The Good Mother, which is not exactly a good movie. And on the Michael Medved show, don't forget, first of all, about the Labor Day sale, 50% on the best of our offerings at Medved History Store. That's for this week only. But for this week only, I hope the fears of a government shutdown, which are looming in just a matter of weeks, the October 1st, you have to get it done. Will there be a government shutdown? Will you feel it if there is? Will it matter if there is? I think it probably would. Also, The Economist, a world-renowned journal, asks the question, why sex differences matter in football? And by football, they mean soccer, of course. Women are not simply men, they write, with long hair, even on the pitch. Expecting women to play on the same size pitch as men, researchers point out, means asking them to play a game that is different from the one men play and harder. We will talk about that, and we will also be speaking about a piece in the Huffington Post that says the 2024 Trump-Biden rematch, which appears to be looming, isn't boring. It's something thrilling and entirely new. The two oldest presidents ever elected both want to turn the page on the past. Really? And how will they do that? And then there's the odd fact that Jill Biden and Whoopi Goldberg both caught COVID. Is this part of a plot to force the need for mail-in ballots in 2024? We'll explore the insanity of the latest conspiratorial theories and more coming up next time on The Medved Show in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor a locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today, with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.